T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Saturday afternoon to you. Pretty much a cloudy day today here in lovely downtown Austin, Texas. As I always like to say, the nation's 11th largest city and growing. And welcome to another week of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock right behind the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide Headquarters microphone. We got Casey Johns producing the show today with a little REO Speedwagon coming in like we always do. And Casey, great job again last night on Fanstand ATX. I know everybody's still abuzz about the Lake Travis Westlake game, one pointer last night coming down to the wire. And we try and do our job every week, every weekend here. And I'm not going to deny it, whether it's high school football and you're out running around recovering that, or this weekend. I'm telling you, folks, it's a rare thing. Casey and I were talking before going on the air. What a weekend. Current score is 7-0. OU up on the Longhorns, who just intercepted a pass in the end zone and ran it back out. There we go. And we got, after the Longhorn OU game, the old fighting Texas Aggie band taking the field as the Aggs come out to meet number one ranked Oklahoma. Casey, or Alabama, I'm sorry. That was a good job. We didn't even talk about that. Casey's on the ready right there. But I got to acknowledge that, and we'll try and keep you up to speed a little bit since, like we say, you're either an insider or you're not. If you are out running around and just wanting to catch a little political update as you're going to the game or going to the tailgate party or, the watch party, we're going to keep you up to speed. Be sure and check us out anytime, wherever you are, however you are doing it these days. TexasInsider.org. We post about half dozen to a dozen articles most every day to keep you on the inside of Texas politics. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider, where we got about, I think we're about to break 240 through 42,000 followers, growing by about 100 a week. But what's gone on this week politically? Like I said, we're trying to do our job, and I got to recognize this weekend's show is going to be by and large superseded by our listeners' interest in football as the day proceeds. But the three things I'm thinking this week, to just have you think about it, there were three things that really happened this week. You know, there was all the chatter and all the discussion about more Trump subpoenas and the whistleblower maybe testifying next week, the quote-unquote whistleblower about the Ukrainian call, as if anybody really knows where Ukraine is, or if, frankly, the little boy who cried wolf cries it one too many times. Here go the Democrats down the impeachment trail. Again, that's still up in the air. I'm going to talk about some of the polls and what the public thinks about that. But the three things that happened this week, and I'll get to the fires in California as well that was on the news right there before we went on the air. The three things that I think really happened this week that are going to be the most impactful for the long term may have been some things that you really didn't see. A couple of them happened here in the last 24 hours, but the first one I'm going to say is what happened on Thursday when Donald Trump went to Minnesota and had a huge rally up in the state of Minnesota. He's coming to Texas here later this week. Beto O'Rourke's going to have a counter rally in Dallas as Donald Trump's having a rally in Dallas on Thursday. We'll get to that in a minute. But Donald Trump went to Minnesota last week, and he is, I'm guaranteeing you, he has got a plan. He's executing it, and he's going to try and win that state of Minnesota, which, by the way, for you political insiders, go back to 1960 and the JFK, John F. Kennedy versus Richard Nixon campaign, if you even recall who those names are, probably. But Minnesota is the only state in the nation that has not voted for a Republican president in that entire 50-plus year time span. The District of Columbia is not a state, but it's a, that's why they call it the district, where the nation's capital is. The District of Columbia and Minnesota are the only states that hasn't voted for Ronald Reagan, that hadn't voted for George Herbert Walker Bush, Daddy Bush, as I affectionately call him, that didn't vote for Bob Dole or John McCain or Mitt Romney or George W. Bush. They've gone Democrat every single time. And yet Trump got close last time. He didn't get all that close. It was within about 4 points, but he's going to try and win it this time because that's the type of guy he is. And as I've said before, he wasn't supposed to win the presidential nomination in the Republican primary. There were 17 candidates, and Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz was the last man standing. Nobody gave Donald Trump a prayer, but he won the nomination. Then he wasn't supposed to win against Hillary Clinton. He did it. He wasn't supposed to be able to pass a tax cut bill. He did it. He wasn't supposed to be able to get Little Rocket Man and Korea to the table. And yesterday, he finally figured out a deal, a China trade deal we'll get into in a minute. He's never supposed to have been able to do all these things, and he's done every stinking one. And as I've said before, whether you're, take the politics out of it. I don't care what label, what party, what anything. If you're just looking at reality and you're a betting man, you don't bet against somebody. I ain't betting against Donald Trump winning Minnesota until he's lost probably four or five times. Then I'll start betting against him. But that was the first thing. He went to Minnesota, and he's going to be coming to Texas this week. The second thing happened Thursday night was that there was a, while Donald Trump was up in Minnesota, there was a CNN town hall on the LGBTQ, you know, the lesbian, gay, transgender issues, and all, it was on CNN, and who knows how many people watched it with CNN's ratings in the tank, but Beto O'Rourke came out and said there can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or entity, and that includes churches, that denies the full human rights and the few and full civil rights to every single one of us. What does that mean? That means he's saying that if you're a church and you don't embrace the same-sex marriage, he's going to take your tax status away. Not only is that against free speech, but if you're going to take the tax-free status away of things, that means that Planned Parenthood may be able to have its tax-free status. That's number two. The number one most important thing that happened, and I'm going to talk about this more after the break, was yesterday, and I guarantee you're not going to hear about this. Consumer sentiment in this country came out for the last month. It's compiled by the University of Michigan, and the estimates are going up, hitting three-year highs, and consumer confidence hitting four-month highs for inflationary outlook. And that, folks, is the number one story, I think, of the week, that the sentiment among American consumers posted a big jump in October. October's the first month of the last quarter of the year. It takes two quarters to declare a economy in recession or not. And I think this economy, the cake is baked for the 2020 election. So we'll get into that, like I said, right after this commercial break, and take a pause for the cause, as old Casey John says, right here on Talk 1370. Talk 1370, the right choice. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back. Daylight. I don't know if it's real. It's been a long night.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Great job there, Casey Johns, producing the show and doing everything else that there is to do, frankly, around this radio station. Welcome back to the Texas Insider Show, folks. I'm Jim Cardle here high atop the worldwide headquarters of Talk 1370, Right Choice over in West Austin, looking over a cloudy day generally here in Austin, Texas. And how about that cold front coming in? We're, of course, watching the Texas OU game here on the in-studio TV screen, and we know a lot of you are probably running around getting ready for the 2:30 kickoff of the big Texas Aggie Fighting Aggie band going to be on in the house as well when they play number one Alabama right now. It's 7-0 Oklahoma over Texas, and OU's knocking on the door again here as we go into the second quarter of the Texas Insider Show. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, folks, where we keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter just at Texas Insider. And like I said, I know everybody's thinking football this weekend. We had the big local battle of the Titans, Lake Travis and Westlake last night. What a game. 1-point victory by the Lake Travis Cavaliers, breaking a 2-year win streak by the Chaps. But as I was saying right before the break, I'm going to try and keep it simple as you're running around focused on football. There are basically two really important things to think about this week that are going to have longer term impacts. And number one is what I finished up on. This is just unbelievable. You probably missed it, but Thursday night, CNN held a town hall on the LGBTQ issues. They had a 6-hour confabathon about 6 weeks ago on the environment. Now this one that they've had this week, last week, was on the gay and lesbian issues. And I'll be doggone if old Beto O'Rourke, and this is just what we've said before, folks, all the Democrats would likely, this isn't a slam against Donald Trump necessarily, although I guess it could be perceived that way, but all the Democrats necessarily needed to do this presidential election because of the Trump media hurricane and his just being an obnoxious New Yorker, which most of America doesn't necessarily care for all the time and for obvious reasons. But all the Democrats had to do was nominate somebody who didn't have a third eye in their forehead. All they have to do is not be stupid, and they just can't do it. Beto O'Rourke comes out at this confab Thursday night and says that he is going to take away the tax status, the 501c3 charitable tax status of every church in America who doesn't fully embrace gay and lesbian marriage. Now, can you, same-sex marriage, can you imagine how that's going to energize number one, the evangelical community in America, and I'm still a firm believer that this nation's populace knows it, our nation was founded on Christian principles. Whether we go to church or not is irrelevant in my humble little opinion. But most people know that there can't be something done like using the government to weaponize the IRS against every church in America. You don't think Donald Trump's going to be cut? And what this is going to force the rest of the candidates to do, Cory Booker evidently said the same thing, that he'd support that proposal. But just think about that. If you're an independent voter, and as I've said before, folks, this Democrat primary, don't think about this election season at this moment in time having an end-all to be-all in November of 2020 when the general election is. The real race right now is, I think, but going to be by the end of March, because like never before in history, the Democrat primary process, and what I'm saying by that is all these states have their primaries, they choose the delegates, and that by state, and that determines who the Democrat nominee is going to be. The Democrat nominee is, by and large, you hide and watch, going to be chosen by the end of March, because you got first the Iowa caucuses in February 4th. The next week after that, you've got New Hampshire, then you've got South Carolina. But on March 4th, or is it March 6th? I think it's March 6th. Super Tuesday comes along with Texas in there, California in there. Then the week after that, you've got Ohio, Michigan, and a bunch of other big ones. And by the time we reach March 15th, 47% of the Democrat primaries are going to have been held. And these Democrat candidates are seeing their lives flash before their eyes. They got to have some mojo. They got to be breaking out of the pack. They got to be doing whatever it's going to take to get up to the top tier. Where right now, it's Joe Biden who's crashing and burning amongst independents. We got a story on the Texas Insider. If you go to texasinsider.org right now, the top story in the left-hand column is entitled Tuesday Poll, Trump Impeachment Opposition Up, Support for Impeachment Declines. And what that's talking about is how this impeachment tar baby that the Democrats are seemingly going down since Russia didn't work and the Mueller report didn't work and everything else hadn't worked. They need to be talking about issues, first of all, but now all they've got left is going down impeachment road. And if you look at the polls, and I'm not just talking about any polls, I'm talking about the polls that actually know how to conduct a poll, and that's based upon the fact that they actually recognize that Donald Trump was going to be president. There were only two polls in America back in 2016 that were smart enough to see that Donald Trump was going to be able to win the election. And I've talked before about this thing called social desirability bias, where when you and I get a phone call asking us who we're going to vote for, we don't tell the truth because we don't want to be looked upon as being part of a group that's disdained or considered in a negative light. So we won't answer the question the bright way, even though people were really, and you could see it in the handwriting if you dug down deep enough, but that's number one. And number two is that just think about, if you're the independent voter who is, so there's the Biden, Elizabeth Warren factor, number one. Number two, there's the social desirability factor where the polls aren't reflecting the truth probably. But then you throw some crazy issues where the Democrats, socialist folks aren't running to the left. They are sprinting to the left. And Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke come out and say they're going to take away the tax-free status of churches and other nonprofits. It's just not churches. If you're a nonprofit, you're involved with a nonprofit, which would include everything from UT to the Boys and Girls Clubs to YMCA to you name it. You're to the Bill Bunches group. The SOS is going to have to declare whether or not they're. Everybody's going to have to declare is what Beto O'Rourke is saying. And then you throw on top of that the fact that they don't know how to pay for Medicare for All. I got a tweet up on Texas Insider's tweet last night that it has just come out with a study this last week by the Navigant Corporation that says up to 300 Texas hospitals could close if Medicare for All, that's Bernie Sanders and all the Democrat left socialist ideas, there's going to be over 1,000 hospitals in America that could close. 300 of them would be here in Texas. But here's the most important thing, and I'm sorry to get a little distracted there, but the point is that there's two things for you to remember. One is that Beto O'Rourke and the Democrat idea to take away your tax-free status. And the next and the most important is that the American consumer is feeling so good about their economic considerations right now that the University of Michigan found out that the consumer sentiment amongst Americans hit a three-month high. The median estimate of the economists have been underestimating the economy, and there's been talk by the sock puppet media that the economy may be going sideways. Folks, that just ain't going to happen, and this is an indication. Consumer spending is up. Interest rates may be cut next month. Consumers continue to hold steady jobs. Do you know we're going on 20 months now? 20 months, folks, where there's more job openings than there are people available to fill them. That's never happened before in the 19 or 20 years that those figures have been calculated. Impeachment is not having a factor on our economic outlook. Consumers' outlook of their incomes have increased to the most favorable level in two decades. And consumers, that's you and me, our expectations for inflation over the next six months is that they're going to drop. So if you gauge what consumers are feeling, and the reason consumer expenditures are important is because economists will tell you that that drives about 70% of the economy. When we get back, we're going to talk some more polls, get into some of the more bigger picture stuff. But right now, it's Oklahoma 10, Texas 0. We got to take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back for the second half of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good job, Casey Johns. A little don't look back, and that's what we're doing here on this week's politics. We're going to start looking forward after discussing here what happened this week. Now we got a couple things coming up this week, and appreciate you joining us on the Texas Insider Show. Folks, we're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock right high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide Headquarters, and be sure and check us out on TexasInsider.org or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just at Texas Insider, whereas we like to say you're either an insider or you're not. And just an update, it's still 10 to nothing. The Oklahoma Sooners over the Texas Longhorns. We know a lot of you are out running around getting ready for the 12:30 kickoff of Texas A&M versus number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. But what we were talking about there, the first half of the show, the couple biggest things, because I know everybody's consumed with football this weekend, starting with the Lake Travis and the Westlake football game last night, and now all these big games today here on the Tube. But there were two really important things, or three really important things to remember that happened this week. One is that Beto O'Rourke has come out and he's going to have all the other socialist Democrats running for president have to answer the question. He's proposed that we take away the charitable tax-free status of every church in America, essentially, who doesn't espouse the same-sex marriage issues in the LGBTQ community, saying that it's human rights and civil rights. But I'm telling
you, yes.
Exactly. First of all, that's against free speech, which is the first part of the Constitution. And second of all, it's weaponizing the government. I just can't imagine what they're thinking other than trying to have a breakout moment. The second thing that happened, I haven't mentioned it yet, but do you know that it was announced yesterday that this supposed whistleblower, for you, those of you who've been following national politics and this whistleblower issue that the guys in Congress are trying to make such a big issue of, the whistleblower comes to find out there's been rumors that this person, now it's been determined that it's a he, not a she, was a Democrat. Now the Washington Examiner, I think, yes, has established that this person worked with Joe Biden before as a professional government service member in the CIA, but he's worked with Joe Biden and has, in fact, taken trips over to Ukraine with Joe Biden when Joe Biden was the point man for the Obama administration over in the European Union, particularly Eastern Europe. But that's going to be coming out now that a whistleblower is supposed to be objective. We haven't heard enough of the fact that the whistleblower complaint is based not on something that he heard President Trump say in this supposed phone call, but he heard secondhand from people who heard what Donald Trump said. So it's second and third hand, and now it's going to be looking like this supposedly objective whistleblower is anything but objective because he's worked with Joe Biden in the past and he's a Democrat. And finally is the view of us consumers, the outlook for consumers. It's called Consumer Sentiment, compiled by the University of Michigan. It's hit a four-year high, and the economy is just continuing to chug along. I talked last week about how unemployment's at 50 years of lows. That includes for blacks and Hispanics, and more women are starting. And I don't know how many of you see it, but we post some stuff on Texas Insider every now and then about how blacks and Hispanics, there's a Blexit movement. The Hispanic support for Donald Trump has hit 50% three times this year, according to nationwide polls. And typically in an election, it's always said that if Republicans can get over 35%, maybe hit 40% of the Hispanic vote, they probably are going to win. But Donald Trump's polls are showing, or these polls are showing 50%. So that's a real issue. And the Democrats just don't have a path. They got to be thinking about the independent voter, the 10 to 11% of American voters. And this is by James Zogsby, another old Democrat, traditional pollsters say that as a group, the Democrats haven't figured out how to attract the mainstream independent voter. And free Medicare, free college debt forgiveness, no borders, free health care for illegal immigrants. Are you kidding me? And this is the other thing. What are these Democrats doing even talking about socialism with all this positive news? One final thing I want to throw in with all, because we do have to think about the folks out in California with these wildfires. Do you know that I ran across an Associated Press AP story dated June 29th, 1989, by the Associated Press out of the United Nations in New York City. And the headline is entitled, UN Predicts Disaster If Global Warming Is Not Checked. Coastal flooding, crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees threatening global and political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York office of the UN Environmental Program. He said that governments have a 10-year window of opportunity. This is back in 1989 for you Aggies and Left Coasters. That would be 30 years ago. He said that governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse crisis effect before it goes beyond human control. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels rise by 3 feet. These are the experts, folks. I'm telling you, I've done battle with them. This industry of think tanks and this industry of ideas, it's a cottage industry. It's all driven by people who are insecure, wanting to build fiefdoms and drive agendas. And that does not mean that what they're talking about is accurate or correct. So what have we got? And again, let's be thinking about the folks out in California, where, by the way, those blackouts, did you hear about the blackouts in California? Up to 2 million people had their power turned off by the Pacific Gas and Electric. And you know why they said they were turned off? Because they didn't want to start any fires. Well, if you're a corporation like PG&E is what they're called, Pacific Gas and Electric, they're turning off that power because under California's cockamamie rules, instead of the risk being spread across insurance markets, like most products are, car insurance, life insurance, property insurance in most other places in the country, even if PG&E isn't responsible for the fires, because California is subject to fires anyway, PG&E gets dragged into court and the state holds them accountable. That's why the corporation has turned off the power out there. And think of all the people on life support electricity operating machinery. Think of all of the people that are plugging their Teslas in and the electric car. I've heard some stories this week about some of the people who wanted to get out of town because the fires were approaching, couldn't get out of town because their power had been turned off and their Tesla wouldn't start. Isn't that ironic? But finally here, coming up this week, we've got Thursday's big presidential debate. And, or I take it back, it's the 15th. Pardon me, the 15th is when the next Democrat debate will be. So that's probably what Beto's getting ginned up for, and that's going to be a focus of this charitable contribution and charitable tax status. But they're having their fourth debate this week in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, which people don't realize. It's not Cleveland or Cincinnati that's the biggest town in Ohio. It's in fact Columbus, the state capital. Democrats will have their fourth debate. They've finally announced the other day they're going to have their fifth debate next month outside of Atlanta. And they're going to have 12 candidates on the stage this week for the presidential debate. And that's going to be really, really interesting because, like I said, folks, the real race is not for November 2020. The real race for the Democrats is the end of March, because about 50% of the Democrat primaries are going to be held by the end of March. So we're talking less than 6 months. And Beto O'Rourke, the other thing, be ready this week, folks, because Donald Trump is coming to Texas Thursday evening. He's going to be holding a rally up in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. He had a big week. You probably saw this week going to Minnesota on Thursday. They had about 20,000 people in the Target Center where the basketball and hockey team play up there, evidently. Another 20,000 plus outside, and some real cockamamie Antifa and leftist thugs out there where the Minneapolis police were on horseback and there were riots and things broken and stuff like that, the face of the Democrat Party. But that may happen in Dallas on Thursday. And old Beto O'Rourke, sure enough, Thursday evening, he's going to have his own counter rally out in Grand Prairie, just to the northeast of downtown Dallas in the Grand Prairie Theater Center. This is going to be interesting to watch because the American Airlines Center, where the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks play hockey and basketball, it holds about 20,000 people. It will be an overflow crowd. People around the city up there, frankly, for Donald Trump would be my guess. And then old Beto O'Rourke's going to be having a rally in a place that holds just over 6,000. So get ready to watch that. But this week's debate on the Democrat stage, Beto O'Rourke finally made it. The last two to make it were Julian Castro from San Antonio and Tulsi Gabbard, who is a congresswoman from Hawaii that I think would be fairly dangerous, and then Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Democrat senator from Minnesota. But they're ratcheting down the rules and the qualifications that you've got to meet, and it's going to be interesting to see as these Democrats start getting serious. But the final thing before we go to a break here, I referred to this article, two articles on the Texas Insider website right now, is Biden's Ukraine controversy leads to a collapse in support amongst independents. Do you know that old Joe Biden's been the one who's catching more trouble than Donald Trump on this whole impeachment issue? Because as the Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats are saying they're going to impeach Donald Trump over a phone call with the president to Ukraine, turns out that the Bidens have been involved and made millions of dollars with little reason and justification to be making that money. And more people now think in America, get this, more people now think that the Bidens should be investigated than do think Donald Trump should be impeached. We're going to talk about that and wrap up some other things here in the final quarter of the Texas Insider right after this commercial break here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. I'm Jim Carter. We will be right back.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great job there, Casey Johns, producing the show and executive producer of the Talk 1370 Right Choice radio station, doing everything and anything possible to keep us on the air and to keep you abreast of what's going on a daily basis throughout the week, but also here producing the Texas Insider show this weekend. Casey, we appreciate you in a little sweet home Alabama with the Texas A&M Fighting Aggs about to take on the number one ranked Crimson Tide from Alabama here at 2:30. We know you all are out running around getting ready for that big showdown right here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice at 2:30. You were probably listening to Fanstand ATX last night with the big high school football game with Westlake and Lake Travis, and you may be even taking a break from the OU-Texas game here at halftime, where I guess Oklahoma's still up 10-3 with the Longhorns getting on the scoreboard. Thank you, Casey, for whispering in my ear there. But check us out when you want, how you want, where you want. TexasInsider.org keeps you up to speed on what's going on in the nation's capital and the state capital. Check us out also and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at just Texas Insider. And we got about 9 minutes, 10 minutes here to go. I got to squeeze a bunch of stuff in because I posted a little Facebook post last night on Texas Insider of something I saw. I've been talking about how Donald Trump's going to be here in Texas on Thursday up in Big D at the American Airlines Center, packing the house with 20,000 plus, and he'll have a huge overflow crowd probably with at least that many people. Beto O'Rourke's going to have a counter rally, try to fill up a little location in Grand Prairie that's got 6,000 seating capacity. And he was up in Minnesota last week, but he was also in Louisiana yesterday, and he had, I posted a bunch on this, I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but God bless the Little League World Series champions from Louisiana, because as some of the NBA teams and some of the other professional sports, the women's soccer team here about 3 months ago was the latest making news for themselves, and saying, hell no, they don't want to go to the White House like all the champions do, and this president doesn't represent me, and they don't respect the office enough to go visit the White House. Most Americans would give their left arm to be able to go into the Oval Office. But here we've got the world champion Little League team from Louisiana, and they were up seeing the president at the White House. There's a neat little picture with all 15 of them or 13 of them gathered around. They've got their world champion t-shirts on over their coat and tie. They look like a bunch of great kids. Surely they are. Donald Trump lets them ride on Air Force One to go to a rally in New Orleans last night. Talk about the thrill of a lifetime. But I saw a picture by the conservative Latina, and here's a shot at this rally in New Orleans of a gal with a Trump hat on, Make America Great Again, MAGA hat on. She's got a t-shirt that says conservative Latina, and she's holding a sign that says, I came here legally and became a U.S. citizen the right way. My first presidential vote will be for Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, folks, within about 15 minutes, I had over 500 likes for that. I don't know about you all, but for me that and Texas Insider, that ain't bad. And that's just kind of indicative, I think, of where Hispanics are. A lot of you know that the media likes to focus on how the Hispanic population thinks that Donald Trump doesn't care for them and that he's a racist and what's an existential threat to our constitution. I know a lot of Hispanics, and I think the number is growing exceptionally fast of people in the Hispanic community who do not appreciate being lumped into a bunch of lawbreakers, into a group with a bunch of lawbreakers, and they are glad President Trump is fighting to expose Joe Biden and the rest of the swamp and Biden's son for inside deals and a quid pro quo. I've got another great cartoon here at the bottom of the Texas Insider page. Go down to the bottom at texasinsider.org, and it's the second post on our Facebook page and Twitter page at Texas Insider. And here's a little boy standing outside his room. You can see a crack through the door. Looks like it's a mess, and his mother comes up to him, and she's got a plate of cookies there to give the little boy. And what does the little boy say but something to the effect of, Mother, aren't you worried that the quid pro quo you're offering me of cookies before I clean up my room may be illegal? And I think that's just typifies what's going on here in most people's minds with this, you know, quid pro quo. What? I mean, I guess that means if you do this, I'll do that. I mean, isn't that what most relationships are built off of? Certainly business contracts are an exchange of one thing for another. And the Democrats' claim is that Trump was saying that for the benefit of his reelection campaign because it's going to be targeting Joe Biden. Well, I think most Americans, and I've talked to folks from L.A. and the fires going on out there to Washington, D.C. and Chicago and Minneapolis and all over Texas this week, and most average people that I've talked to think that Donald Trump is their whistleblower. And they don't understand. Here's the way one person put it to me this week, Casey, is that, are you telling me that the Democrats don't want Donald Trump to call out crime when he sees it and the Bidens have done it? And number two, they want to impeach him for pointing out the crime. And number three, that the Democrats want us to elect the person that's being looked at, Joe Biden, to president? That will preach to me. They just don't get it. They are seeing that the Democrats are a broken party of no ideas and fighting everything over personality, and that they're trying to take out Donald Trump over nothing. And it's the boy who cried wolf. And I'm telling you, folks, this impeachment stuff that's going on right now is being talked about in kind of a, it's a complex issue. Talking heads and analysts are trying to talk about it in as commonsensical a way as they can. But I'm telling you, this is big-time heavy stuff. I saw a number of articles, and it's basically just follow the money. I mean, Joe Biden's on record saying that he did get the Ukrainian special investigator fired, and what amazes me that nobody's talked about is that he says, if you don't believe that I'll fire the special investigator, call the president. He'll tell you. Well, that's implicating President Barack Obama, that he also knows and has agreed to the fact that they are putting pressure on a foreign country to fire a special investigator because he's getting too close to the Biden's quid pro quo scam money business going on. And what's happened here is now that the Democrats are focusing on Donald Trump's asking for the president of Ukraine to get to the bottom of it. And I understand where the Democrats are coming from. I mean, it does look like he's asking for something that's going to benefit his political campaign. But I think most Americans think that Donald Trump, this is my humble little opinion, I think most Americans will look at this scenario and say, Donald Trump is our whistleblower. We elected him to fight the swamp. And they know firsthand every minute of the day we're seeing that the swamp's trying to take him out. And my point is that the swamp, a couple folks I talked to up in Washington this week, the swamp and the CIA, this whistleblower supposedly is a member of the CIA. It's a man who has worked, and we'll be hearing more about this week, has worked with Joe Biden before. And that's not going to be a problem. Who knows how much exposure that will get. And he's traveled with him to Ukraine. That was a big under-the-radar announcement the other day. But I think what most Americans are thinking is that now we're going to have a impeachment trial, and Nancy Pelosi is not going to even call for a vote on the House floor. That's why she's messing around and allowing the committees to go forward with all these subpoenas that are distracting from getting the people's work done. And they're trying to attack somebody who's trying to get things done, like him or not. You can't argue that he's been getting things done. And we got plenty of problems to keep addressing, like the border situation or the China trade agreement that was announced overnight, where China's going to buy a bunch of our agricultural products in exchange for Trump lifting some of his tariffs. So tariffs have worked. There's another win for Donald Trump. But there's a big article on Texas Insider down at the bottom of the page, written by a guy by the name of Peterson. And his thought is, bring on the impeachment trial, because what that will allow is for Donald Trump, once it gets to the Senate, to call Hillary Clinton, to call Barack Obama, to call James Comey to be witnesses. And we're going to start hearing more of that discussion this week. So check out Texas Insider. Appreciate you joining us as you're getting ready for some football stuff, or are in the middle of some football stuff. And be sure and join us next weekend right here on Talk 1370 from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Check us out at TexasInsider.org and have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Jim Carter. We'll talk to you next week. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.